Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and other local offices in Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. If you are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And you know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote
yes,
in
I know
person.
That.
Okay, and with this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday?
In person.
In person, okay. Thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your age?
55,
okay. Thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
College, okay. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Ken Mascara.
No opinion.
No opinion, got it. Then we have Kathy Townsend.
No opinion.
Got it. Then we have Linda Bartz.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then it's Keith Pearson.
No opinion.
Thank you. And the last one is Richard Del Toro.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I don't know anything about those candidates.
Okay, thank you. Just let me type your answer, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't know anything about any of those candidates.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz?
I have no idea. I have no opinion.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I would vote for the Republican, because I don't know either anything about them.
Okay, so you don't know if you are going
I do all my research right before if I vote.
okay, thank you. And now
it's like craft studying for a test, you know?
Yes. Okay. And if the Republican primary election for Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Macomb or Kathy Townsend?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So I get all their mail and I throw it right in the garbage.
Oh, okay, got it.
I don't even look at it.
Okay. And well, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, got it. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for the Lucie County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Pearson, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Richard Del Toro?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And even if you had to choose today, well, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know anything about any of the candidates.
Okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as a Lucie County Sheriff?
I approve.
And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, got it. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well.
I have not heard anything.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Again, if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that.
I have not heard anything.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your main racial background? Asian American, white Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, black,
white Caucasian.
Or other? Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.